Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Last night, Channel 7's Carols in the Domain lit up our screens with performances from The Wiggles, Shannon Knoll, Todd McKenney, whose ugly Christmas sweater suit was totally on point, by the way, and our own Perth pop princess, Samantha Jade, who looked like an angel and sang like one too. You can watch it on 7 Plus Catch Up.
Now, if you're looking for something good to watch, George Clooney's Midnight Sky has just dropped on Netflix, which he directs and stars in. The apocalyptic sci-fi space movie doesn't have flesh-eating robot zombies, but it looks awesome anyway.
This is Ether. Does any one copy? We're not receiving anything.
That puts our last contact with Mission Control at
3 weeks.
Why is it so quiet?
That's Ether. It's a spaceship that we hoped would be our future. I have to warn them about the conditions on Earth.
There is an antenna that's stronger than ours.
We get to that antenna, they'll hear us. Take a deep breath.
That looks amazing.
It does. Now, more celebs have joined the cast of Sing 2, including Bono, who will play a rock star lion named Clay Calloway, who's lost his roar. Pharrell is playing an ice cream truck driving elephant named Alfonso. And Halsey is going to play Portia, the entitled teenage wolf daughter of Bobby Cannavale's wolf character Jimmy Crystal from the first movie. They join original cast members Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson and Taron Egerton. And Sing 2 hits theatres mid-next year.
Taylor Swift can seem to do no wrong at the moment. It's been a huge week for her album Evermore, debuting at number one on the Billboard charts, and now her song Willow has debuted at number one on the Billboard singles chart. The first person to ever debut a song and an album at number one in the same week, twice.
The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray or follow, I'm begging for you to take my hand, wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow.
Amazing.
Loving her new albums. And we have the first trailer for Nicolas Cage's Netflix series. Kind of seems bad going from Taylor Swift into this. It's like the ultimate juxtaposition. This is on the history of swear words, which is out January 5th.
I'm going to need the beeper here, aren't I?
You are.
Swear words. They're the most popular and alluring taboos we have. But the secrets to their strange power have been shrouded in mystery until now. Join me on a journey through the history, evolution, and cultural impact of swear words. I'm Nicolas Cage. Let's get.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.